Emmylou Harris found her voice singing duets with Gram Parsons, former member of the Byrds who loved country music. Ms. Harris started winning Grammy Awards for country music in 1976. In recent years, she's inspired a new generation of country singers. But when Emmylou Harris was growing up, she was not much interested in country music. It was her brother who had the Loretta Lynn and Buck Owens records. Her idol was Joan Baez. Ms. Harris recently sat down with us as part of NPR's occasional series, Musicians in Their Own Words, and she described how, as a teenager, she wasn't quite certain about her musical gifts, so she wrote an intense letter to another one of her heroes, folk singer Pete Seeger.
I wanted to make music for a living, but I felt like I had no credibility because I had never suffered, and I'd had this wonderful life. And he wrote me back basically saying, "Don't worry. You'll suffer."
Love hurts. Love scars. Love wounds and mars any heart.
When I first met Gram Parsons, I was like most of my generation. I kind of dismissed country music as being corny. How could you possibly compare anything country music to Bob Dylan? I was an incredible snob. But I was also a single mother trying to make a living. And here was somebody in the big time that was offering me money to sing. You know, I said, sure, I'll go make a country record. You know, I'm going to ride this pony as long as I can. And they sent me a ticket. I got a round trip plane ticket. I'm going to L.A. I tend to think of it as sort of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. When two people are singing together, one person has to lead, but they are equal. I loved the beauty of the tight sound of these voices and the third voice that is made by two people singing together.
We'll sweep out the ashes in the morning.
It was so amazing to me to be asked to sing on Bob Dylan's Desire album. You know, I thought, I can't believe that Dylan wants me to sing on his record. Well, as it turns out, he said to Don DeVito, who was the executive producer, "I want a girl to sing on my record." And Don was a fan of mine. I came in and I think we shook hands, and then I sat down next to him, and he just kind of poked me like, "Sing." So I opened my mouth and I sang.
One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
I'm basically thinking about the words and not the notes. And I don't think about whether I'm going to hit the note or not. I just try to find that resonant place, but it's more of an emotional place. If the key is right, it's like catching a wave and riding the wave.
At my door.
The thing about country music, when it's right, it's somehow the emotion has become a part of the sound of the voice.
And I still miss someone.
When we're young, the world has so many possibilities for us, and everybody has a dream of something.
Nobody knows when she started her skit. She was only 27 and she had 5 kids. Could have been the whiskey, could have been the pills, could have been the dream she was trying to keep. But there won't be a mention in the news of the world or the life and the death of a red dirt girl named Lillian.
And I often think sometimes, if I hadn't had the gift of music, if I hadn't met Gram and hadn't been so blessed with all the things that had happened to me, I could have been Lillian.
Now the stars do fall in Alabama tonight. She finally laid that hammer down.
If my life ended, you know, tomorrow, I could still say that I've been extremely blessed in, you know, in so many ways that I sometimes think, I must have been like a Mother Teresa in my past life to be given so much in this particular go-around.
Emmylou Harris, in her own words. Her new CD, Stumble Into Grace, includes this song called Strong Hand, dedicated to the memory of June Carter Cash. Ms. Harris sang at her funeral in May, and last month she was called on to sing at another funeral, this one for Johnny Cash. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. I believe.